Hello, dearest brethren. God bless you. Welcome to Radio Plus. This is a message I will translate from Italian into English. Message that Brother Joseph will give at the radio, radioplus.net. I have a message the Lord gave me today to share with you, dearest brethren. I was praying. It breaks your heart for the multitude of messages that brethren send us, who tell us how they went from church to church, from the Catholics to the Evangelicals. And usually it was like going from desert to desert, spiritually speaking. There is a hunger on the earth, hunger of the Word of God. And I was praying how few true churches there are, Christian churches in the world. And the Lord gave me this message, which is called Hunger in the Country, Hunger for the Word of God. Hunger for the Word of God. John 7:37-38. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This was John 7:37-38. The translation says, out of his belly, out of your own self, where the Holy Spirit is, the living water will come out. What's the living water? The Word of God. When Jesus said, eat my flesh, it doesn't mean go and... Yes, okay, it means the communion also, but not only the communion. John 6, when Jesus says, eat my flesh and drink my blood. In John 6, Jesus says, my words are spirit and life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So don't try to rationalize with your carnal mind. Jesus doesn't talk about eating his physical flesh, but eating his spiritual flesh, which is the Holy Communion. It doesn't become the DNA of Jesus, that communion. What's important is the spirit. It's the spirit. Everybody can interpret as they wish, but Jesus talks about the spirit. The words that I speak unto your spirits and our life. Concerning this hunger of the Word of God, which is around in the world. The churches are like a desert sometime. Jesus reminded me that this hunger for the Word was actually prophesied in the Bible. He warned us about this. He who knows the Word of God, thanks to the Holy Spirit, understands. And they're not surprised by this hunger for the Word of God. It was prophesied. Amos 8:11-12. Behold, the days are coming, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. How sad these words are. My sheep are searching for my word, but they don't find it. And those who should give my word, they are not giving it. Shepherds are worried about their own car, about going in holidays. We received a message the other week from a 13-year-old brother. Well, he sent us this message and he told us exactly this. He told us that that the money are gathered for the poor, but then you can see the pastor with a very luxurious car, and in the month of August the church is closed because he's going in holiday. Or he can be a priest that does this. There was a 13-year-old brother, Leonardo, who sent us this. And this message that he sent me made me pray, and it broke my heart, the message this brother sent me. There are millions of sheep who are wandering around. You know, those people who go to discotheque And they look for the right girl and they don't find it. Then they go on another discotheque. They go from discotheque to discotheque to discotheque looking for the right girl. I heard of some people that went the whole evening from discotheque to discotheque looking for the right girl, but you don't find it there, of course. And that's how some sheep are. They go from church to church looking for the right one, but most of them are dead. Unfortunately, when I heard this message that this little brother sent, they are four brothers, mom and dad. This 13-year-old brother sent me this message and it broke my heart. How many are the brothers like this? Last night I was praying and the Lord gave me this message. There is a hunger in the world for the word of God. Luke 18:8. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? It's a question mark. Will he find faith on the earth? The answer is no. Jesus is coming and there is no faith around. Those who should create the faith, those who should put the oil in people's lamps and help them, they are worried about their own church building like an abomination. God doesn't live there. They take the money from the little sheep to build a better church. The Lord gave me the following chapter, Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel 34, 5 and 6. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered throughout all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. The heart of the Lord must be broken. It is broken. Three times Jesus repeated something. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me, Peter? Feed my lambs. Peter asked him, why do you keep asking me? You know I love you. But Jesus knew what he was talking about. Jesus said, feed my lambs, because Jesus knew that his church would fail in this. That's why we would like people to come to our radio and to eat for free. Eat for free. Take all the materials all for free. Everything is there. Prayers for healing, messages from Jesus. We feel called to feed the lambs for free. This is our main call, to give to people to eat for free. Eat bread. Drink the wine, says Isaiah 56, without payment. Jesus said three times, feed my sheep. The sheep of the Lord, they go from field to field, from shepherd to shepherd, from preaching to preaching, from message to message, but they don't find the word of God. His word for today, that which is according to the word, to the prophecies, that word which can guide them and satisfy them. Too often they have to eat the religious garbage which is preached in certain churches by certain preachers, which obviously they do not know the Spirit of the Lord, neither his word. And they give to their sheep, poor sheep, they give them expired food, adulterated food, contaminated food, contaminated by the spirit of the world. We have to pray for this poor sheep, which the Lord wants to reach. And we want to help them to know the Lord, the true word. God tells to these people, to these people who feed the wrong food. Ezekiel 34:18-19. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures? Does it seem a small thing unto you to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet? Also verse 19. What do the sheep ask for? For the word of God. That's all they ask for. The true, green, fresh word of God. But the false shepherds, give them contaminated food. Ezekiel 34:9-10. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them any more. Ezekiel 34:9-10. The Lord says, me myself, I'm going to go search for my lost sheep. Me myself, I'm working. I'm working to find and reach my true church, the bride. Reaching it, saving my lost sheep. All over the world. Ezekiel 34:11-31. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the dark day. I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away. And I will bind up that which was broken, and I will strengthen that which was sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Therefore, thus says the Lord God unto them, behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and the lean cattle, and they shall no more be prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord, their God, I am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord God. And my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your God, says the Lord God. You are my flock. I am your God, says the Lord God. The Lord says, woe unto the false bride, unto the false church, the Laodicean church. That church who wants my blessing and enjoys my gifts, but they are narcissists. They're only thinking about themselves. They don't go on the straight and the narrow road of the Calvary to reach those lambs which are lost. Woe to the shepherds who let the Sodomites come into my temple, and now they even marry them. Woe, woe, woe to those false shepherds. They are shepherds and priests, but they are priests of the devil. And they will be under my eternal curses. Ezekiel 13:3-4. Thus says the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. Jeremiah 23:1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Isaiah 1:4. I, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Isaiah 5:21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. This will be the reward. Matthew 7:23. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Thus says the Lord, I will send a hunger in the world. And for this reason, only those who truly search for me with their whole heart will find me. And I will show them where the oasis is for them, that oasis of protection which I prepared for them, oasis from the storm which is coming. He who has a ear to hear, let him hear. Go to the refuge which I prepared for you, because the time is near. Luke 17:26-29. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also it was in the days of Lot. They did eat and drank and bought and sold and planted and builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. All of a sudden, the great tribulation will come, which will cause a great fear upon people, upon those people of mine which are just sleeping on my blessings, who forgot the commandment I give them to bring fruits, the commandment that I give them to bring fruits. John 15:5-6, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. John 15:5-6. I will not let myself be found by those who don't search for me, neither by those who search only my blessings and my riches and my healings and my miracles, but they are not searching for me, my person, my spirit, my will. But I will let myself be found by my bride, that humble, small, persecuted bride of mine, which is persecuted by the false church. Isaiah 62:4-6. Thou shalt no more be called forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be called desolate, but you shall be called the Lord delighting in you, and the Lord marrying you, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, the Lord will rejoice over you, just like the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride. I have set a watchman upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Isaiah 62:4-6. Praise the Lord. Psalm 45:11-17. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift, even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within, her clothing is of wrought gold. He shall be brought into the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generation. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Isaiah 45:11-17. Praise be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this message. Amen. The Lord is calling us, brethren, to show the contrast from those churches which are mercenary, those churches who sell the Word of God. They sell Bibles. They sell CDs, DVDs. We cannot be like this. Freely we have received, freely we have to give to others, and to trust the Lord for our needs. We need to be a spiritual restaurant where the sheep can find it for free, the water of the Word, that spiritual food. They need to find it for free. And we have to trust God, just like the birds will be clothed by the Lord, so he shall clothe us. Brethren, go, give the salvation to all, and remember, we are a church that gives the bread of the Lord for free. We have to do it like this. I'm talking to those brethren who are part of the work the Lord is doing here. Go, Go, do miracles, evangelize, give salvation and the food of God, give the healings of the Lord, and do it all for free. We are called for this. We are supposed to be a light. In John, God is calling his church. We are not the only ones. There are other ones which are better than us. We don't think that we are the only ones or we are better than others. No, we're just a little part of the body of Christ. Let's go, brethren. Jesus is calling us. Jesus is calling us to be the light on a hill, the salt of the earth. And when you talk with someone, when you pray for a sick, let them be the hands of Jesus. Feel the presence of the Lord and you will feel it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. End of message from the Lord. It's true, Joseph. You're right. Many brethren are writing to us how they're going from church to church and they're looking for the Word of God and they're hungry and tired. So let's pray that all of us and you who are listening can be a fountain of truth, that you can give the word of the Lord to all those around you. Just like we said in the beginning of the message, John 7:37-38. Jesus says, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." So, each one of us, when we evangelize, when we heal people in the name of the Lord, when we pray for deliverances, when we tell the demons to leave, remember, it's not you that are doing it. Let Jesus do it through you. It's like he's, as if you were like a little Jesus, because you are the body of Jesus. You are not the head, but you are his body. We are his body. When you put your hands on people to pray for them, it's Jesus doing it. It's not your hand. It's Jesus' hand. And this is what we need to know, that we need to be like Jesus. We need to be Jesus here on earth. Live like him. Giving everything as Jesus. Dying as him. Resurrecting as him. Jesus ascended to heaven, we will be raptured to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brethren, for listening.